We want to turn it over to our good friend over at the Business Journal, Gabe Dillard. He joins us each and every Monday here on KMJ. And Gabe, working on some interesting stuff over there at the Business Journal. Let's start with this iPhone story. Good morning to you. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I want to talk about this iPhone story. So a guy's iPhone explodes, right? And naturally, the next thing to do is call a lawyer, right?
Yeah, and he's actually not the only one. So, this is a guy in Fresno. He's one of a handful of people who are filing separate suits against Apple, alleging specifically that their iPhone 6 models have ignited, causing injury and mental anguish. The lawsuit was filed last month in Fresno court by a guy named Nwabuzi Ume, who's a pharmacy student in his late 20s. The suit states that Mr. Ume was sitting on a couch and he was actually holding his friend's child when the iPhone he had placed next to him started to make a sizzling sound and then ignited. Mr. Ume's attorney said that he was in a pickle. He was holding the child and afraid that the couch that he was sitting on would ignite. So he grabbed for the burning phone and in the process suffered first and second degree burns on his fingers and palms. So this incident is alleged to have happened back in May, around the same time that these other people across the country alleged that they had similar incidents happen to them.
Yeah, that was my next question, Gabe. How many cases like this dealing with the iPhone 6 exploding and sizzling and popping and catching fire? How many are we talking about?
I forget the exact number. I believe it's a handful, maybe like four or five. And they all kind of happened around, seemed like they happened around the same time. The suits were kind of filed around the same time. Another guy had a phone sitting on his shoulder, burned through his shirt. Another guy had the phone on his nightstand. Some people might remember the case of the Samsung Galaxy Note 7.
Right.
And that was known to explode to catch fire. It even led to a kind of unprecedented ban on flights in the U.S. by the FAA. So that led to a widespread recall. There have been a few other reports of the iPhone 6 doing this, including kind of a big one in Australia, and that was allegedly captured on security video.
Wow.
Had almost 500,000 views on YouTube. So who knows, they're in the process of suing. We reported it because there was one guy in Fresno who allegedly this happened to. So I guess maybe in the meantime, if you have an iPhone 6, maybe just keep an eye on it.
Well, I'm looking at my iPhone 6 as we speak, Gabe, and I got to tell you, it's been fine up until the recent update, and it's just acting like a little punk lately and not charging. But anyway, let's get to another big story you guys are working on over at the Business Journal, and that is the Surf Ranch. Is this Kelly Slater's joint, right, over near Lemoore?
Right.
What's going on over there?
A really interesting story. Yeah, it's a... Lemoore is quickly becoming a mecca for professional surfing, believe it or not. So as you mentioned, it's the location for the Surf Ranch, which is a former jet ski lake that was adapted by Kelly Slater and a team. And they just threw some technology in there that just creates these really nice, consistent waves that apparently out of this world and drawing professional surfers from all over the world. So actually what's happened is there's the World Surf League, which is a surfing league, bought a majority stake of the Surf Ranch last year. And next year, Lemoore will be the site for the only World Surf League competition in the continental United States, with the exception of Hawaii. In fact, the world famous surfing spot called Trestles in San Diego County was actually kicked out off the tour and replaced with the Surf Ranch, which is pretty wild. So what's happened is officials with the Surf Ranch, they've applied for a permit to open the facility to the public to come in and watch, not to surf, but to come and watch, which is a change because this place has been on lockdown. I'm not sure if any local media has been able to go in there. The surfing media has kind of brought us pictures.
Yeah, I got to tell you, from some sources that I've talked to over the last few months about this whole thing, from the Kings County area that are in the know about this whole thing, everything's been on the down low, and because they were worried that the technology really wouldn't be up to snuff. But apparently the technology to produce these waves is just absolutely amazing and has been top notch.
Yeah, this place is kind of like a prototype, as from what I understand from the reporting. In fact, they're actually wanting to build, and they've actually had the go-ahead to build one of these things in Palm Beach, Florida. And I think they're kind of proving this technology because surfing has been added to the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. So as you know, you don't want to rely on Mother Nature to get those tasty waves for you during the competition. So looks like this might be the technology to do it.
Calling all Spicolis, you know, man. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And they want to have events up there, up to 8,000 people to come out and check out these events and these competitions. And they bought an abandoned golf course nearby in order to do that. So those are what the plans are. And it's really exciting. If you want to go out there and see what's happening, save the date. They're going to have this tournament September 5th through the 9th of next year. And there might even be more even earlier than that. But it's a really exciting thing coming out of Kings County.
All right. Gabe Dillard, the Business Journal. Read all about it right there, thebusinessjournal.com. Appreciate it, Gabe. Have a great day, bud.